CBS News Brief. The National Weather Service says up to a foot of snow has fallen in the Buffalo, New York area. Most people might reconsider their outdoor plans, but not Buffalo Bills fans. Mark Lester owns a parking lot near Highmark Stadium, site of tonight's game against San Francisco.
We have hundreds of people that book in advance, and so, you know, we guarantee them a spot, and so we are open.
President-elect Donald Trump has picked Charles Kushner as U.S. ambassador to France. He's Jared Kushner's father. CBS's Libby Cathy says Charles Kushner has a history.
In 2005, Kushner was convicted of illegal campaign contributions, tax evasion, and witness tampering after hiring a prostitute to seduce his brother-in-law.
He was pardoned by Donald Trump. The U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees is halting aid to Gaza, saying it's too dangerous. But there is some hope for an end to the war.
Hamas officials are currently in Cairo for talks.
CBS's Deborah Potter, CBS News Brief.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Groups fighting to improve access to health care are asking the U.S. Senate to reject Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Suzanne Potter reports.
RFK Jr. is an environmental lawyer who ran for president and then threw his support to Donald Trump in August. Matthew Herdman, California State Director with the nonprofit Protect Our Care, says RFK Jr. has falsely linked vaccines to autism.
When he went to American Samoa to talk about vaccine safety there, almost immediately afterwards, there was a large measles outbreak that led to 83 Americans losing their lives. I would be terrified to see that happen, spread nationwide across our country.
RFK Jr. has said one of his priorities would be to re-examine pesticides that are legal in the U.S. but are banned or being phased out in Europe. He has also promoted raw milk, despite warnings from the FDA and CDC that unpasteurized milk can carry salmonella, E. coli, listeria, and the virus that causes bird flu. Dr. Diana Dayal is an emergency room resident physician at UCLA and a union representative who says she's troubled by RFK Jr.'s beliefs.
He has touted countless baseless claims time and time again that have later been contradicted by expert review. From his takes on vaccine development to fluoride safety, he misrepresents isolated data as conclusive and then interprets other studies incorrectly. Conveniently, he then ignores vast scientific evidence and peer review that runs counter to his beliefs.
Chris Noble with Health Access California notes that RFK Jr. once called the COVID-19 vaccine the deadliest vaccine ever made.
RFK Jr. will continue to propagate medical conspiracies that further erode trust in evidence-based medicine that will result in preventable death and grave threats to public health if given a seat of power.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Chicago State 74-53 in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers improved as the game wore on.
If we shot the ball better, obviously second half, you'd shoot 50% from three and get to the line a lot. And I always remind guys, no matter if you're getting 20 seconds or 39 minutes, make the most of it because they all add up.
The Badgers now 8-0. They host Michigan on Tuesday. NBA, the Bucks with a 124-114 victory over the Wizards. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I thought Giannis and Dame down the stretch really played the two-man game, and through the two-man game, they made two great passes, one to Brooke, one to TP. A lot of good stuff to show our team to just keep us building.
Giannis finished the night with 42 points.
We know how to win games. We kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game. We're going to go watch film and see what we can do better.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today, but cold air certainly in place. Highs in the upper 20s, west winds 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear skies, our lows dropping to the upper teens. Mostly sunny and highs in the lower 30s Monday. Right now, it's 13.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home.
So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Shop Dell Technologies Cyber Monday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Cyber Monday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Music of the Stars on the air. I was snickering because I'm looking at that crazy thermometer. That can't be right. It's still autumn. Who am I kidding? Well, stick around. We'll warm me up here. I mean it. Until high noon today. Wait a minute, we're on a high noon every day, Sunday. Central Time and all across the world at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Regani, your host for the Music of the Stars. Thanks for being here. Could be the year 1816. You hear about that? The summer that wasn't. I'm just trying to make us all feel a little better. Weeks till winter, they say. They say because it's true. That's why they say it. Well, the Music of the Stars, this month marks 13 months since we began on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm delighted to be here. Plenty to be thankful for. This program been on the air since 1992. And now we're all across the Civic Media Radio Network. Sometimes that our program is cut off by a ball game or two. The Milwaukee Brewers, Green Bay Packers play, but that's only on at our studios, Racine, Kenosha, WRJN, 1400, 99.9, 98.1. The rest of the state, you get it all the way through. And you folks out there in network land, Letterman.
Warm my lips against your lips, and warm my fingertips by giving me your hand. Warm to have you close to
Dean Martin next up. Frank Sinatra conducts the orchestra on Capitol.
Sleep warm, sleep tight. When you turn off the light, sleep tight. Sleep well, kiss me and whisper you'll miss me. Sleep time, sleep well, sleep well.
That really was Frank conducting on Capitol. Music of the Stars, Julie London.
I'll keep you warm in December. Warm when the cold breezes blow. Sweet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember longs to be loved just by you. December
Russell wrote then. This is Rod McKuen, once called a poet laureate of America.
Soft, listen to the warmth. The night is almost gone. We can listen to the warmth. Touch the fingers of the dawn till the edge of dawn. We can listen to the warmth. With love, it's either famine or a feast. You've got to learn to smile at least and store up pleasures for that rainy. Goes away then soft. Listen to the warmth. Now the night is gone. We can listen to the to the warm, and now the night is gone. Come close and listen to the warm.
That's way below normal out there. 14 degrees at our studio. They say it'll be better by Wednesday or so. Okay.
I'd be glad to stay right here with you. Fact is, that is what I planned to do. But from that cool look on your face, I think I'll head south to a warmer place. Thought I'd given you the best of me. I'd be glad to share the rest of me. But there's a chill in your embrace, so I'd better head south to a warmer place. Seems like yesterday we could kiss and build a fire, but now it's 10 below. Seems like yesterday nights were warm with love's desire, but now it feels like snow. I don't mind a cold day now and then, but this long deep freeze has done me in, and it's too late to plead your case, so I'm going south to a warmer place.
I've got my love around me. Let winter winds surround me. I've
check Dinah Shore, Irving Berlin. Henry Rene.
And a warm-hearted woman loves a cold-hearted man. She gives him all the loving that she possibly can. But the man refuses, the woman loses. And that is what my blues is all about. I'm just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. Hotcakes in a cold frying pan, but I waste my heat on the guy I'm sweet on, and the torch I stamp my feet on won't go out. I'm just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. He runs to see a gal who's not like me. And from the very start, the gal can play it very smart, because she hasn't got a heart, you see. Can't play games, my heart's in flames. So I will wind up just where I began. Just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. I wish he'd be in love with only me. I'd hug him and I'd squeeze him, find a million ways to please him. Would I ever tease him? No, siree. Can't play games, my heart's in flames. So I will wind up just where I began. Just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. I keep trying and my hopes keep flying. My crying only women understand. I'm a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold, cold, cold-hearted man.
Dinah Shore, 1952. Nat Cole next.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words I said that make the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
here to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. Said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold?
Nat Cole. Swinging a Hank Williams tune. Billy May, one of the last guys out of the Glenn Miller Original Orchestra. It'll warm up later this week, I keep hearing. But it could be a whole lot worse. Let me have Paul Harvey tell you about it. Paul Harvey knew something about the year 1816. He wasn't afraid to share it. Paul Harvey is on WRJN every noon. And I think that's great because nobody can deliver a story, especially the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. The action-adventure motion picture The Day After Tomorrow thrilled audiences with vivid visions of the next ice age, Manhattan Island engulfed by rising seas, the northern hemisphere instantly fresh frozen like a bag of bird's eye peas. In fact, nobody knows what the next ice age would look like. But what did the last one look like? Well, this is what. During the last ice age, if you could have stood on the highest mountain on the North Atlantic island of Iceland, you could not have glimpsed the open sea in any direction. Nothing but vast ice floes for miles around, yawning beyond every horizon. Even far to the south, in what's today Scotland, temperatures plunged through most of the year to the point that plant life ceased to flourish. In Switzerland, glaciers roared down out of the Alps into the lower valleys, crushing, gouging, engulfing everything in their paths, as did glaciers worldwide from Norway to New Zealand. And what do you know? As New York Harbor, where all of the ships passed through all of the year, it was completely frozen. You could have walked from Manhattan to Staten Island without even dampening the soles of your shoes. The Baltic Sea regularly froze solid as well. What caused the last ice age? Scientists wonder about that. Some conjecture that increased volcanic activity during the epoch put enough dirt and ash into the upper atmosphere to filter significant amounts of warming solar radiation. Others observe that the sun itself goes through cycles of slight warming and cooling. And, oh yes, a fluctuation of as little as a few tenths of a percent in the energy output of the sun, that could be enough to alter the Earth's climate dramatically, and unquestionably something did. How long did the Ice Age last? 4, maybe 6 centuries? And we have remarkably precise evidence of it for the last 250 of those years, thanks to the invention by one Galileo of something called the thermometer. You see, climatologists estimate that the outside parameters of the last ice age from roughly 1250 to 1850 AD, and yes, it meets all of the qualifications of a genuine global ice age. The famines resulting from drastically diminished growing seasons killed millions, 1.5 million in 1315 alone, the year 1315. Glaciers appeared where they had not in thousands of years, wiping out farms and entire towns in two hemispheres. Now, some winter times, even in New York Harbor, solidified. And in the year 1816, there was no summer at all, not anywhere. So should it occur to you, as it has to art historians, that landscape oil paintings in the 16th and 17th centuries have more than their share of snow, you will know that what you are seeing through those windows in time are glimpses of something you thought was prehistoric. Yes, I do mean to say that we civilized humankind lived through the last ice age, and we scarcely even knew it was there. But now you know the rest of the story.
And there's a story behind this one. Frank Sinatra. On the Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to sit by my fireplace and dream about you, but now that won't do. There's a flaw in my flute. But now it won't draw, 'cause my flue has a flaw. From every beautiful ember, a memory. Dream about you. So, darling, adieu. There's a flaw in my flute.
Joke or what? I think it is, although some deny it. The story I heard. I know you're wondering what you're listening to. Apparently, record executives wanted more romantic music from Frank. And Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote that as a joke. If you listen to the lyrics, they're ridiculous. But it's really a nice tune. Talking about Those guys are serious about it. Flaw in My Flu Indeed. Reportedly, the executives loved it, even though they didn't really hear it. The music of the stars. Oh, they heard it, but they didn't listen. Music of the stars all the way till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, everybody. Leroy Anderson. Oh, forgive me. I was told that it's Leroy Anderson. I love this guy's work. And Forgotten Dreams. Keep yours alive. Andy Williams with Robert Mercy.
Where is that smile? Where's that glow? Where's that happy face that I depend on so? Didn't you know it makes me feel warm all over, warm all over? Every time you smile, let me warm all over. Sometimes I feel kind of
out in the cold. But then I touch your hand and I'm home, home again and warm all over.
Lesser wrote that. This is Nelson Riddle with Johnny Mathis on the Music of the Stars.
Love is for the warm and willing, waiting for the warm and willing. Love is ours to take or toss aside. Take this promise to your heart and let your lips repeat. Kisses are too sweet to be denied. Show me that you're warm and willing. Make each golden moment thrilling. Give my empty arms a welcome sigh. Kisses are too sweet to be denied. Show me that you're warm and willing. Make each golden moment thrilling. Give my empty arms a welcome sigh. We can make the stars go spinning. Stand still if you're warm and willing to be mine. It would be heavenly.
To be mine.
IQ, and Jay Livingston put that together with Nelson Riddle. Andy Williams had a hit with that as well. Henry Mancini. It's called What Else? Warm Up. This is from a picture by Milos Forman, Visions of Eight. Henry Mancini did the conducting and composition, the whole soundtrack on RCA. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is Music of the Stars. And this is Sophie Tucker.
Little waves, and every time the boys get near me, they
Patty Page.
I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I can't get warm. Without your hand to hold, the radiator's hissing. Still, I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. But that don't do no good. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. But that don't do no good. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love.
That's the Jack Rail Orchestra. Patty worked with him. And
you're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.